You're listening to SBS News.
She is one of the world's most celebrated sopranos, but for Russian opera singer Olga Peretsiatko, finding her vocal range wasn't always smooth sailing.
When I found my first real teacher, she said, nice voice, we can work on it, but you are a soprano. And I was depressed, really. I was depressed because I wanted to be a mezzo-soprano. I wanted to sing Carmen.
While she says it was her father who always believed in her, it was Australia's own diva, Dame Joan Sutherland, who gave Peretsiatko the advice that would help catapult her to stardom.
She was the person who gave me the hope and this advice. It all has to have sense. Variations are to express your feelings, your emotions. It's not about demonstrating. That was my motto for the next 20 years.
And it's now a full circle moment as she prepares for her Australian debut in Maria Stuarda at the Sydney Opera House's Joan Sutherland Theatre. This is the Artistic Director of Opera Australia, Lyndon Terracini.
We're all very excited about it. She's a wonderful, wonderful singer, has a really beautiful, genuinely beautiful voice. She's also an extraordinary actor, and so I think audiences will be surprised, even though these performances are in concert, the way she immerses herself completely and totally into the role and then interprets that role with such a beautiful sound. It's really something special.
The performance centres on the rivalry of Mary, Queen of Scots, and her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. But Peretsiatko is also raising her voice on a conflict that is close to her heart. With her having both Russian and Ukrainian heritage, she has spoken out against the invasion.
I have relatives in St. Petersburg. I have relatives in Odessa, for example. And we are always stick to the phone to read the news. We are millions like that. You are 50-50 and you are just crying all the time, really praying for it will stop.
While Peretsiatko has performed a vast range of roles on stage, one of her favourite off-stage roles is being a mother. She recently released an album of lullabies dedicated to her daughter in 19 different languages.
This is my contribution to the world, to the peace. And because we all want the same. And in every language, there is a phrase like "rockabye baby." We are all wanting peace in this world. That's it.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.